USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago, Illinois Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Sunday evening that the city had not reached an agreement with the Chicago Teachers Union in an effort to get 70,000 kids back in school, but insisted the teachers get back to the classrooms.
Who do not report to work, and I hate to even go there, but we're going to have to take action.
Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey on Fox News says they remain at an impasse.
We're continuing to bargain. There's a handful of really difficult issues that remain. I think if they get creative and are willing to make compromises, this is something that can be solved. But, you know, we're not seeing the compromises at the table that we would need.
Chicago is the nation's third largest school district. Myanmar's military seized power on Monday in a coup against the democratically elected government and detained leaders. The army said it had carried out the detentions in response to election fraud, handing power to its military chief, imposing a state of emergency for 1 year. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A nor'easter snowstorm has hit the Northeast on Monday. The New York City area, along with parts of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York State, have issued a state of emergency and are asking residents to avoid traveling if possible. Former President Trump hired two new lawyers to head its defense team for his impeachment trial set to begin next week. Lawyers David Schoen and Bruce Castor will head the defense effort. Both attorneys issued statements through Trump's office saying they were honored to take the job. Trump is expected to file a response to the impeachment charges on Tuesday. This week, 16-year-old Kirk Pringle and 18-year-old Jasmine Wright have co-authored a peer review in the paper for the Astronomical Journal describing the discovery of four new exoplanets about 200 light-years away from Earth. The high schoolers participated in the research through the Student Research Mentoring Program at the Center for Astrophysics. It is highly unusual for high schoolers to be co-authors on journal papers. Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Planes, trains, automobiles, and masks. A new federal mandate kicks in Monday. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott explains.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs on planes and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Major League Baseball is balking at the upcoming baseball season.
Major League Baseball has proposed delaying the beginning of the 2021 season, shortening it to 154 games. The league delivered the proposal to its players' union over the weekend, though the union has not released an official response. Besides fewer games, the league's proposal includes pushing opening day back a month to April 28th, but would also pay players their full salaries if the full season is completed. Spring training is currently scheduled to begin in a few weeks, with pitchers and catchers reporting around February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.